Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Ann Brown, Chairman, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Well, one of the toughest challenges that employers are facing now is recruiting and retaining new employees. Does CPSC have this problem?
Well, luckily, our life-saving mission is very motivating, and it helps us recruit and retain a highly skilled and dedicated group of employees at CPSC. The agency is just a wonderfully fulfilling and gratifying place to work because people do keep their attention on this mission. We keep focused, as I say all the time. If they don't keep focused, they often hear from me, our eyes on the sparrow of reducing deaths and injuries from consumer products. And so by that mission orientation, we don't have quite the problem. In recent years, we did have some difficulty finding specialized technical staff to work at the agency. And what we did, this was sort of a clever, I think, we addressed this problem by hiring a number of well-respected senior scientists. And these scientists, in return, have helped us recruit lower-level staff in their area of expertise. So the word of mouth has been very, very helpful. The scope of retirement at CPSC is a problem, just as it is in other parts of the government. We face that as well, and we are experiencing a higher number of retirements. Our turnover has increased from 5% in 1998 to 12% in 2000, largely due to retirements, but we're putting into place a succession of planning and aggressive recruitment offers and efforts to deal with this rising number. And sometimes it isn't all bad. Sometimes some tired folks leave and some newly reinvigorated folks are hired. So we've found that in the turnover at our agency really looks like the face of America now.
What advice would you give to a young person who's interested in a career in public service?
Well, first of all, I'd say just do it. It is enormously valuable and it's fun. People really, even though they may not know it, depend on their government, particularly an agency like ours. They want their products safe. They want safety for their parents, for their children, for their grandparents. In fact, when the government shutdown took place, one of the nightly newses did a program on three important parts of government that weren't working. One was the national parks. One was people getting their passports. And the third was our checking on the toys for Christmas so the toys would be safe under the Christmas tree. People want what we do, and the wonderful thing is you can have fun doing it. I would suggest that public service is the most rewarding work I can imagine, and I'd advise young people to consider coming to work in the government, maybe coming to CPSC. We have a great mission.
What type of skills would you be looking for?
Well, first of all, what you need, you absolutely need a college degree. Beyond that point, there's a whole range of skills and knowledge that places like CPSC need. Scientists, mathematicians, lawyers, engineers, investigators, negotiators, communicators, writers. So you have a broad range of things that you can do.
You just mentioned that part of what CPSC does is very important, and yet there is a move afoot to figure out what the government should be doing and what it might have others do. What progress is CPSC making in reviewing positions for competition through the FAIR Act?
Well, the FAIR Act, in case people don't know, stands for the Federal Activities Inventory Reform Act, and it requires federal agencies to produce an inventory of positions that are commercial in nature and could be contracted out, and also to make determinations about whether those contracting those positions out works on a cost-benefit basis. The majority of CPSC employees are engaged in governmental public safety occupation that is not appropriate for contracting out. However, we do contract out some of our administrative services, such as the mailroom, drivers, laborers, copy room, library services. Our toll-free hotline and some of our computer program positions are also staffed with contract employees. And we found contract employees to sort of get the same sense of mission that our other employees do. So it's worked very well. We've identified some positions in our inventory that we're going to review next year to make sure that we are doing the best we can with the FAIR Act.
What's your vision for the next 10 years of consumer safety and protection?
Well, I think if we talk about how CPSC will evolve, we're talking about technology. I think that is, there is going to be more sophisticated technology in products. We see it all the time. From toys to washing machines, everything is higher technology, and new products keep coming out all the time. So we need ever more sophisticated ways to check products for safety to meet this higher level. For instance, we have just gotten new testing equipment that McDonald's gave us recently that they developed in conjunction with RAM. And it gives CPSC additional tools to assess safety hazards. For instance, we got a breathing mannequin. This is a lifelike mannequin that helps evaluate suffocation hazards to children. We got a virtual child, which is a three-dimensional computerized model that simulates obstructions to a child's airways and tests for choking, one of the common ways a child dies. Also, we've got a simulated baby jaw. It tests to see if biting and tearing of a product presents a choking danger. That's the kind of way that the agency is going to keep up. Our vision for the future is to keep up technologically.
How about in terms of the employees? What type of employees will be needed in the future? It sounds like many of the things you described are very technical in nature, and so I was imagining more scientists and more hard researchers, as you describe this.
Well, things. We certainly need people who can work technology. We do need, just all of what you've said. But we also need people who are going to be able to analyze what children will do with a product and when they do it. The human factors part of it is still very important. I don't want to make us sound like we'll be an agency of robots testing, because there's a lot more of judgment that comes into the fore as well.
And how about in terms of any technological advances in the future, helping CPSC communicate with consumers?
Well, of course, the web has changed the way we do business. And we will be using the web even more in the future. And we'll continue to use new communication tools as they come out. You know, we started notifying the public by automatic emails and doing video news releases. Our website is interactive. We can get complaints from the public via Internet. As anything new is reported, we will continue doing it. Our website won an award as one of the three best websites in government from Brown University. So we are developing that and committed to that. And while I've been talking about our website and our hotline so much, let me give you those addresses.
Please do.
The website is www.cpsc.gov. And our hotline is 1-800-638-2772. So write those down and communicate with us. Everybody out there in the public works with us to keep all of our country safe.
Well, let me ask you another question. As you've been describing this, you've been describing two different roles, one of working with the private sector and also one of watching over them. How do you balance those two different roles?
Very carefully. That is a tightrope that we have to walk. I think we've managed to do it successfully. We want to work voluntarily with industry. That is of crucial importance. But, of course, the stick is always in the closet. So I think that industry doesn't want us to use the stick, and we don't want to use it. So industries work cooperatively with us, and that has been where we've had our most success. You know, I think of product safety as a triangle. On one side is the industry, on one side is the government, and on one side is the consumer, because the consumer has a responsibility too. If any one part of that triangle isn't working, the whole thing falls apart. That's the product safety triangle, and it works very well.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you, Anne, for joining us. This has been a great conversation. Would you like to mention the website and the hotline one more time?
Of course I would. Our website is www.cpsc.gov. Our hotline is 1-800-638-CPSC or 2772.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Anne Brown, Chairman, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. To learn more about the endowment and our research into improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.